But he said, like hidden treasure waiting to be discovered. He said, heaven wisdom, listen what it is heaven wisdom and endless riches of revelation knowledge. Endless riches of revelation knowledge of who? Of God. Where is this? Where is this wisdom? Where is this treasure? Where is all of this found? Is it far away? God got it stored up in heaven, far away, that you may be able someday to come in a distant view of it. No. Let me tell you where it is. Whew. Let me tell you where it is. All right, I'm going to get over here so you can hear me. It's in Christ, and Christ is in me. I'm going to say it again. All of this wisdom, all of this treasure, all of this revelation knowledge, all of God's wealth is in Christ. He's in you. You need to think about that for a minute. And that's why the enemy tried to be so clever to bombard your mind, to get you all caught up on things that have no meaning, no value, little meaning, little value, little significant, don't mean much. And he wants you, and he'll get you over there. He'll get you to arguing. He'll get you to fussing. He'll get you all caught up, and you're wasting your time. And you spend all your time fussing and arguing and giving and rooting for it and go for it. And then when you leave there, you leave with nothing. That's a shame. But here it is. Christ in you, in me. Come on, say it with me. Christ in me. All the wisdom. I'm going to show it to you in scripture. I'm going to show it to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to it. It says, heaven wisdom and endless riches and revelation knowledge. Now listen to what the fourth verse says, because you got to hear this. I want you to know this. See, Paul said, I want you to know this. Why, Paul? So that no one will come and lead you into error. Woo, so many. That's why you can't take what I say, what somebody else said. You need to put your eyes on it and see what he said. Reb said this. Mm-mm. You better find what Jesus said. That he wants you to know this, so no one will come and do what? Lead you into what? Error. Through their persuasive arguments and what else? Clever words. Your enemy, the devil, and the co-hosts, and all his co-hosts, is continue trying to draw you away through his deception. This is why the Father wants you to know, through revelation knowledge, how rich is his wisdom and knowledge. And he has made them available to you. It has been lavished upon you, or lavished upon us without limit. That's why Jesus said, and you know, we quote it and read it, and that, you know, I heard Dad Hagin say many times, he said, if you want to become a a deep spiritual man, woman, a person. He said the most deepest spiritual people I know is a person that spend time meditating in the Word. These truths, you need to take time and meditate on. I come to know this. Just because you teach something don't mean you got it. You know, just because you cook a meal don't mean you fool. I mean, you can go in the kitchen and cook every meal, but somewhere you gonna have to eat. Am I right? So this wisdom is Christ in us. You know, turn with me. Yeah, we might turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I believe that's the one I want. Yeah, that's the one I want. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Listen to these words. Hallelujah. Notice, where did I need to start? Really, you know, I really need to read the whole chapter, but I'm not going to do it. It's so good. He said, let's do verse 6. Howbeit, we speak what? Wisdom among them that are perfect. And if we'll use another word, mature. That would be a better word. Wisdom, that means the person is mature. Yet not what? Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the what? Princes of this world. That what? You see what he said? The princes, the wisdom of this world, the prince of this world. That's why Satan wants to lure you away, cause you waste your time, and you put all your time into what he's saying, and all that stuff. And when you do, you leave with nothing. You're gonna waste all your time. You party hard. You'll see a person go to you party hard. You do all the things the world wants you. You dance, you do whatever you do. I don't know what they do out there now. They do so much stuff. And you party hard and drink hard and do all the stuff you do real hard, drug out, whatever. And when it's all over and you finally sober up, and you discover, I ain't got nothing. I done burned all my energy, all my time. And when I come to myself, I don't have anything. I have schemed and got away and looked good. Thought out, man, I cheated them and I got away And man, look what I got. You look around, you ain't got nothing. Gone. Got nothing. Because the Bible, when you run with the world and what it stands for, you end up with. It comes to naught. Nothing.